and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we sit, finally Friday morning. I told Kelly a few moments ago, it doesn't even feel like the prom fashion show is actually happening tomorrow.
I know, it's here.
It's like a three-hour performance. Okay, maybe not that long.
Yeah, and we're not really performing.
No, I am.
Oh.
Just because I'm not singing or dancing doesn't mean I'm not performing.
Oh, okay.
I am a performer.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have never thought I would ever say that as a kid. The one guy who didn't want to stand up in front of the class.
And you're performing at like 14 years old.
Yeah, but I didn't want to do that in school when I was 14. Only in front of the camera or in front of people I didn't know. Because like I wasn't going to date anybody there, but I was hoping I'd find a date in school. That never worked out.
Right.
Aww. Anybody who is a shy kid like me, anybody who is, maybe you're awake right now and you're a shy kid and you're afraid to ask people. I just do it anyway. What does it matter?
It's okay.
If I could go back and do all that again, I wouldn't be so shy.
You don't seem shy now.
I don't think so. But that happens with age.
You've come a long way.
It's unfortunate as you get older, that's when things get better.
Right.
Why couldn't I have figured this out earlier?
I don't know.
So today is National Margarita Day. Raise a glass. Celebrate with your friends. They say 76% of Americans enjoy margaritas. If you were going to have a margarita, not that you would ever do that.
No.
But,
yeah.
But from what you've heard.
Right.
Would you go with a frozen margarita or a margarita on the rocks?
On the rocks, because I think it sounds cool to order it on the rocks.
Oh, it sounds, yeah. Like,
yeah,
oh,
it sounds cool.
Well, they say 2/3 of people prefer the frozen ones, so you are not in the 2/3.
Well,
you're in the 1/3.
The minority, okay.
But see, I would think that I remember my grandmother going, and she always wanted to have one of those big ones.
Right.
Like she wanted the
huge,
massive margarita.
Well, because she had 3 kids with her, right?
Probably, yeah. Me and my brother and my sister. My mom would stay home.
Right.
Nana would have us. But then she would get us the virgin margarita.
Yeah.
So
everyone in the restaurant was like, that grandmother is horrible. Look at her.
But I wonder what they charged her for, because now, like, if we tried to do that, I bet that'd be like $7.
Probably, yeah.
And it's like, that's not worth it. So today is what? February 22nd, 2019. On this day on K-Fine back in 1992, Garth Brooks had the number one song on K-Fine.
Takes me back, makes me wonder what she's doing now. Cause what she's doing now is tearing me apart. Filling up my mind.
Quick math.
And emptying 92 my
to today. How long is that?
I can hear her call each time.
You tell me.
Is it 27? I'm not,
it's way too early to do anything like that.
Stay in school, kids.
What she's doing now.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so Kelly, I want you to go to eBay right now, and I want you to find something that you would like to buy that might be even more expensive than what you can afford, but something that maybe if you could put on an eBay wish list and there was somebody rich listening that they could buy for us.
Okay.
Because Michael Jordan, his memorabilia still makes tons of money. I'll tell you about that coming up, but I want you to find something that you want to buy on eBay.
All right, got it.
All right, I'm going to work on that as well.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So a Michael Jordan basketball card has sold for $350,000 on eBay.
My goodness.
Which is ridiculous,
I'm going to make Joey look through all of his old cards.
Does he still have some?
Yeah.
I wonder whatever happened to all of mine. Because I had Donruss and Topps.
When you used to get the one piece of bubble gum in them?
Oh my gosh, and it was awful.
And it was like cardboard?
Because it would break in half. It wouldn't even bend. It would just break.
It'd be in pieces when you opened your card.
And it didn't taste good.
Yeah, I know.
But some people didn't open their cards either. They kept them in the packs.
Mm-hmm.
But then you wouldn't know if you had the real good ones.
Yeah.
I believe I was collecting the 87 Topps and Donruss. And I believe when I had those Topps and Donruss cards, I had them in the little thing that you would slide them into, like those.
Yeah, the little sliders.
Yeah, the little plastic looking things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had those. But the great thing was I only knew like probably 2 baseball stars, right?
Texas Rangers, right?
I knew Nolan Ryan. I might have known Jose Canseco.
Yeah.
Mark McGuire at that point. So probably 3.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else didn't matter to me. I didn't know, but I would buy that book and you'd look them up in the book.
Yeah.
Like here's the Kelly Perry card.
Right.
It's an 87 Donruss in mint condition. It's worth
$1 million.
Or 37 cents.
Oh.
Anyway, the Michael Jordan thing sold for $350,000. So I told Kelly, go to eBay and let's say that we could just dream, right? And there's somebody listening right now who would just buy us whatever we wanted, right? It's like a wish list.
Right.
So I think Amazon has those. We should make those for us on eBay. So the first thing I looked up, and it's kind of goofy, and it might be a little bit embarrassing. You may tell you?
Of course.
That sounds dumb.
Is it something with Britney Spears?
No, I didn't go Britney on this one. Hulk Hogan autographed ring-worn trunks is tights.
So would you wear them or would you shadow box them?
I don't think I'd wear them.
Okay, so you put them like in a shadow thing and kind of hang them up, just his tights?
But I'd need his shirt too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like a lock of his hair or something?
That'd be great. It's like if I tried to wear him, like if I bought his underwear, that'd be weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
I can buy Hulk Hogan tights that are autographed, that are like they have the authenticity and everything. For only $6,000.
Oh, that's high hoping.
Okay, so that doesn't work. What did you find?
Okay, well, I was thinking that it was going to be more expensive because this is probably doable, like to try to save money for it. But I looked up Kurt Warner memorabilia.
Yeah.
And so, like, I looked at footballs that are signed, jerseys that are signed, and, like, helmets.
Right.
And most of it's under $500.
Right.
But I named my son after Kurt Warner, and I would love to have something with his signature in a shadow box and have it displayed somewhere.
Sure.
It's a namesake thing.
I found a Michael Jackson surgical mask that he wore. It's a black one, too. Selling for $3,000. They actually have, like, the train, a children's train that was actually at Neverland Ranch. $30,000.
I'm sure someone would get that for you.
There's also a Janet Kramer signed frame self-titled CD for Why You Wanna.
And how much is that, Brandon?
$120.
Wait, $1.20?
That is rude. It's $120. Oh. Wow.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Here's a heads up. WWE, The Road to WrestleMania, that event is tonight at First National Bank Arena. And coming up right at 7:45 this morning, we have the main event. The main eventer, Baron Corbin, on the phone with us this morning. So later on tonight, he has to get in the ring and wrestle Braun Strowman. That's a pretty big undertaking. And if you've been watching Raw and WWE the last couple of weeks, you know how crazy it's been with Baron Corbin and some of the things that he's done. He's going to be on the show at 7:45 this morning.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on The Bachelorette, where there's talk that maybe they're considering a very famous person to be the Bachelorette, and that famous person is Khloe Kardashian.
What?
So we know about Tristan Thompson, the cheating scandals, the breakup, Jordan Woods, all the stuff that's going on, but they're saying of all people that are available to be a Bachelorette, what bigger, more intriguing story is there than Khloe Kardashian, who has a baby with an NBA star who's cheating? And it makes all the headlines.
They better cough up some cash.
But they say they are interested in talking about Khloe on The Bachelorette.
So speaking of the Kardashians, Jenners, we now have proof that Kylie Jenner's best friend, Jordan Woods, is not as loyal as they thought. So like you said, Khloe Kardashian discovered her boyfriend, Tristan Thompson, was cheating on her yet again with Kylie's best friend, Jordan. Well, Kylie's cosmetics line has a lip kit inspired by Jordan, and Kylie just slashed the price on it. So it went from $27 overnight to $13.50.
Really?
Well, it's half price and it's sold out, and they're not going to make it anymore. Wow. So meanwhile, Khloe Kardashian posted some interesting quotes on her Instagram story, including this one, quote, "Somebody needs to hear this. That betrayal was your blessing." So the moral of the story is don't wrong the Kardashian-Jenner family.
There you go. Hey, got your gossip on Michael Jackson. HBO is working on a movie that's about to come out. It's called Leaving Neverland, and it's supposed to follow two guys who allege these things that Michael Jackson might have done when they were younger were inappropriate. Well, the Michael Jackson estate is now suing HBO for $100 million because I guess way back in the day, HBO wanted a concert with Michael Jackson. So there was a contract that was signed that said essentially that from that point forward, they could never post or publish anything disparaging about Michael Jackson or the Michael Jackson family.
Hmm.
Well, here comes this deal from HBO where people are trying to speak out and the Jackson estate is suing for $100 million. It's pretty wild. I did watch the trailer because I wanted to see it.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think?
I hate it.
I know.
And it's like
it hurts.
Yeah. It does. And these kids, and what the Jackson family is saying is these kids who are saying this, these adults now, have already said that none of this stuff ever happened. And now as adults, they're coming back to say it. Mm. So it makes you wonder, is it true?
Right.
What are the motives behind it? How much money is involved in this HBO movie? All that stuff. But of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Lots going on this morning. We have front row WWE tickets. We have backstage passes. We will draw a winner here momentarily.
And so make somebody very, very happy.
If you're awake right now, you still have a chance. Front row, floor seats, backstage passes to go back and meet a WWE superstar. And all you have to do is go to our Facebook post, like, comment, and share. But we're about to draw the winner here momentarily.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Plus at 7:45 this morning, WWE superstar Baron Corbin on the phone hours before he faces Braun Strowman tonight at First National Bank Arena in the main event. Baron Corbin on the radio at 7:45 with K-Fine.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So someone in Lincoln, Nebraska vandalized some campaign signs for Congressman Jeff Fortenberry. Now, whoever it was added tape to the signs and changed his name to Jeff Fartenberry.
Also
glued huge googly eyes over his eyes. So kind of funny, right? But the police were able to pull fingerprints off the googly eyes, and they matched them to this woman named Patricia. And Patricia is a sociology researcher at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln.
No.
Now, they had prints on file because she'd been cited for vandalizing a senator's office door last year.
Oh, my gosh.
So she kind of has a record. But Patricia is facing up to 6 months in jail or a $500 fine. But what's crazy is the police also had to check Patricia's nose, and they found her nose was empty except for one thing.
Ooh, what was it? What was in there?
Fingerprints. Get it? She'd been picking her nose.
Yeah.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Friday morning, WWE is tonight. Baron Corbin, who's in the main event against Braun Strowman, he's on with us at 7:45 this morning. He's pretty much a giant as well.
That'll be fun. Isn't he like 6'8"?
Yeah, he's huge. And like 350, 380, something like that.
Wow.
Just a big dude. So he's going to be on with us coming up later on this morning. We also have more free tickets to give away this morning. So don't think that that's over, because we do have those. And we still have not chosen a winner for the front row floor seats and the backstage meet and greet passes. Mm-hmm. If you have waited, if you are just now hearing that we have this opportunity, you still have time, as of right now, to go like, comment, and share.
Just go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079.
So that's going on tonight. Tomorrow is the March of Dimes Prom Fashion Show, which to me is one of the most fun things that we do, because we get dressed up, we go on stage, there's great music playing, there's a fashion show, there's comedy, there's singing, dancing. I mean, it's a really fun deal.
And what I love about it are the students. Most of them are seniors, juniors and seniors, and they do it themselves. So they think it up themselves, they do the show themselves, choreography, all that kind of stuff, and it's really good. It's entertaining.
And it's all for the March of Dimes, which, if you're not sure about the mission of the March of Dimes, the whole idea behind this is they're trying to help people who are pregnant. Mm-hmm. They want to have healthy pregnancies. They want to cut down the chance and the risk of infant mortality and premature birth. That's the whole mission of the March of Dimes. And the Chain Reaction Youth Council, these different students who, you know, students when you're in high school, I know what I was doing in high school.
Right.
I wasn't out doing a civic-minded stuff. I mean, I wasn't doing bad stuff, but I mean,
right.
I wasn't thinking, how can I help the community and babies and stuff like that? These kids, man, these students, these high school students are awesome.
Yeah.
So it really is worth the time to go out there and take the time to be a part of the show. Raise money for the March of Dimes. Watch the singing, the dancing, the fashion. If you're a high school student, you're going to know a lot of people that are in this show. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun to see them up there.
Yeah.
Inevitably, and I will probably make people nervous if I say this, pretty much every year there's at least one tumble.
Well, it makes me nervous, Brandon. Because that makes me think it's going to happen to me.
It's never been
me. I do have to get up and down out of a rocking chair.
Oh, yeah.
In heels and a dress.
So David the Barrel Boy and I get to start the whole deal. Welcome to the Prom Fashion Show. Crowd's going crazy.
Is it a wrestling show or a prom fashion show?
Well, when I come out, that's what they do.
Oh, I don't remember that from last year, but well, I'll just take your word for it. Last year
was all other years they had done that.
Oh, okay. It was just the first year I went.
It was just because of you.
Right.
They weren't real happy that you were there.
Yeah.
So then we welcome everybody to the show. And the idea was, like last year we did this as a threesome. It was me, Kelly, and David.
Yeah.
Well, so this year Kelly has a solo performance.
And I won't be singing.
No, she's not singing, but
she's
nervous.
I'm doing an interpretive story.
No, there's actually a script. It's not interpretive.
I thought I was going to get to make it up.
No, you're not.
Oh.
You can't make up.
I'm a really good storyteller.
You can't make up a March of Dimes story to children.
Yeah, you're right.
So the curtain's going to open, and you're going to hear people reacting to that.
And you're not going to hear the Mama's Family theme song either.
So then Kelly's going to be sitting there in a chair, and she's telling me that anything that requires sitting in a formal dress is not real easy.
Here's the thing. It's not the dress I'm going to have issues with. It's the Spanx underneath the dress, and every woman knows what I'm talking about. And
just don't wear them.
I'm going to wear them.
Wear it. Go spankless.
So when you hear me reading, I'm basically going to be out of breath because the Spanx are going to be squeezing so tight, I might not even be able to get a full sentence out.
Oh my gosh. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So how high up do Spanx go if you have to wear Spanx? Are there different levels?
My neck.
Good.
I'm just kidding.
That's going to be fantastic. You do have a good looking dress.
I do like it, yeah.
And David and I got all tuxed up for Men in Black. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Seth and the crew over there. So it's going to be fun, the March of Dimes Prom Fashion Show. If you are a high school student, you can find members of the Chain Reaction Youth Council to get those tickets. They're also going to be available tomorrow night at the Door, the Brooklyn Auditorium, which is an awesome venue. The show starts at 7, doors open around 6. There was early in the week, and I think everybody got a little bit nervous about the chance of severe weather. It does look like if we have storms, they'll be in the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. And most of the severe weather, the majority of it, looks to be out of our area, like to the east. Yeah. There is a potential for some storms, but still, that severe weather threat doesn't appear to be like it was early in the week. So March of Dimes Prom Fashion Show coming up tomorrow night, hosted by myself, David the Barrel Boy, and Kelly Perry.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Friday, February 22nd of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Sheriff South. From Wynn, who celebrates, David Taylor of Jonesboro, Todd McGuire from Marmaduke, Jody Cook of Jonesboro, Cindy Coleman from Jonesboro, Jordan Tidwell from Donovan, Missouri is 20 years old, Justin Barber of Batesville is 24, Raymond Dina Deeds of Manila says happy 31st birthday to the love of my life, Chris Deeds. It's also their 12th anniversary coming up on Sunday, so happy birthday to Chris and happy anniversary. Celebrating tomorrow, Will Oswalt. He's our co-worker. Will the Thrill. Will I Ain't. Good Will. He celebrates his birthday tomorrow. Barbara Tate of Jonesboro has a birthday. Sammy Lewis Jr.
Happy birthday.
Of Jonesboro. Happy birthday. Agneta Sabriva has a birthday from Jonesboro. Kimberly Roberts of Jonesboro. Elliot Kemp from Jonesboro. Tanya Holden of Jonesboro. Madison Jones of Kaiser turns 11. Hunter Jarrett of Hickory Ridge turns 10. Kelly Brown of Jonesboro has a birthday tomorrow. Kimberly Rhodes of Leechville. Katie Swindle of Bono, 29 years old, coming up tomorrow. So happy birthday. Cole Mandrell of Pocahontas is turning 13. On Sunday, Sherry Cole of Jonesboro has a birthday.
Happy
birthday. Riley Hitchcock of Jonesboro celebrates. Angela Ward from Wynn. Nancy Miller of Newport. And Jared Taylor from Jonesboro celebrates coming up on Sunday.
Happy birthday.
Lots of birthdays. We appreciate all of y'all listening. And if you have a birthday today or this weekend, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Having a birthday today, Khalil Mack is 28, Chicago Bears linebacker. Tom Higginson is 40. He's from the Plain White Tees.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do.
Happy birthday, Tom Higginson. Tom's from the Plain White Tees.
Drew Barrymore is 44 today. James Blunt is 45 today. Julius Erving is 69 today.
Hey, James Blunt, back to him.
You're beautiful.
This is James Blunt.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
45 years old today.
And celebrating tomorrow, Dakota Fanning is 25. Emily Blunt, no relation to James, is 36. That's who played Mary Poppins. Aziz Ansari is 36. That's Tom Haverford on Parks and Rec. Brad Whitford is 67.
From Aerosmith. Band's been through it, man. Happy birthday to Brad Whitford of Aerosmith, 67, coming up tomorrow.
Patricia Richardson is 68. That was Tim Allen's wife, Jill, on Home Improvement. Ed Too Tall Jones is 68. He was a 6'10" Dallas Cowboy legend. Was he one of your favorite players?
He was. Right. I mean, he was real famous in the Dallas area. Mm-hmm. So.
And on Sunday, Floyd Mayweather is going to be 42. Billy Zane is 53. That was the mean guy on Titanic. And Sammy Kershaw is 61 on Sunday.
Third rate romance, no red rendezvous.
That might be his biggest hit. I'll tell you the one that I like the most. I still sing this one to this day really loud when it comes on.
She don't know she's beautiful. She don't know she's beautiful.
No, she's not that
she
kind.
She don't know she's beautiful.
Though time and time I've told her so.
Sammy Kershaw celebrating a birthday coming up on Sunday. Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Cindy Coleman, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
On K-Fine, 7:30 in K-Fine Country. Good morning. The March of Dimes Prom Fashion Show is tomorrow, hosted by myself, Kelly Perry, David the Barrel Boy. Tonight is WWE, First National Bank Arena. Baron Corbin's on the phone with us at 7:45. We're about to announce a winner of front row tickets here in just a few minutes.
So basically you're saying it's going to be a good weekend.
We have more bonus chances to win tickets here on the radio this morning. So if you're thinking, man, I didn't win, there's still chances for you coming up. So a lot going on a Friday morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Brooks and Dunn have a new album coming out, and it's all duets, and it's called Reboot. It's going to be out April 5th. Well, John Party is one of the artists that they're collaborating with, and he does a version of My Next Broken Heart with them. Here's what it sounds like.
You picked me up, you shot me down, you're stepping out all over town, drove me back to drinking in this bar.
It's John Party here. Audio with Brooks and Dunn, where they said that all these artists kind of came to them. They were talking about how much they love the music, and that's what got them back together.
It's going to be a great album. Casey Musgraves is going to be on there with Neon Moon. My Maria with Thomas Rhett. Midland joining them for Boot Scoot and Boogie. So it's going to be really good. Everything's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
So Florida Georgia Line made an appearance on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, and while they were there, well, we found out a couple of things. Tyler Hubbard's one-year-old took her first steps backstage. Aww. At the Ellen Show. How cool is that? So then they were talking about how Tyler's wife Haley is pregnant. They decided to reveal the gender of their child live on Ellen. Aww. They hit a button, blue streamers came down. So now we know that Tyler Hubbard and Haley are having a baby boy.
We just got a new single from my man, Dierks Bentley. It's called Living, and here's what it sounds like.
I saw a tree I've seen a thousand times, a bird on a branch, and I watched it fly away in the wind. And it hit me, it's a beautiful world, sometimes I don't see so clear.
It's Dierks Bentley.
Some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest, sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget.
To hear the full song, head to the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, tonight's a big night. WWE Live, the Road to WrestleMania tour at First National Bank Arena. And we are joined on the phone this morning by the man who's in the main event. Please welcome to the show for the very first time, Baron Corbin.
I get a little bell. I feel fancy now.
Hey, man.
Appreciate it.
You know, hey, you're the main event for the WWE event tonight. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a great spot to be, and you know, all eyes are on that main event, and it's you know, one of these trying to tear the house down. So it's awesome.
Well, and that's what you guys have been doing over the last few weeks and months, man. Watching what's happened between you and the Monster Among Men, Braun Strowman, has been pretty wild, especially since Elimination Chamber really gotten crazy. What can we expect later on tonight?
I mean, madness. It purely matters. If you've seen what we've been doing, we're trying to hit each other with everything we can find, from tables to chairs to everything. So it's an all-out battle every night with him. And, you know, he's called the Monster Among Men for a reason. He's, you know, pretty much 400 pounds. He's like 6'7", 6'8". And you pretty much have to hit him with a Mack truck to keep him down.
What's wild, though, is, you know, we talk a lot about the Monster Among Men and how big Braun Strowman is. But we took my son to see Raw a couple of weeks ago in Memphis. And I think the thing that my son, who's 9, reacted to when you came out was, dang, Baron Corbin's bigger than I thought, because you're a monster yourself.
Yeah, I'm not too small, man. I'm 6'7", 6'8", with my boots on and about 280 pounds.
God.
Wow.
So I'm no small person either.
So when did you hit the growth spurt? Was there ever like a point in school where you just all of a sudden were towering over everybody else?
Man, it's funny because every year, like growing up, I was always the tallest and biggest kid until I got to college. But it was just one of those things where I was always known as the biggest kid. There was a girl who kept up with me till about 9th grade, and then finally I beat her out.
So
it wasn't cool. I was like, man, I gotta be bigger than this girl.
Right. And see, for a guy who might be pushing 5'10", I struggle with that still to this day.
Going like anywhere with my wife, she's 5'4", and someone goes, "Dang, how tall are you?" And she'll just answer, "I'm 5'4".
Yeah,
when they're clearly talking to me. But
all right, so here's my truth. Again, I'm about 5'10". My wife is about 5'9", but when she puts the heels on, I have a major complex.
Yeah, you're in trouble then.
Yeah, because I'll tell her, I'm like, every time we're going somewhere important or I'm around my friends, you want to be taller than me.
That's what they do. They want to make sure we know they're in charge.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So how has your life changed since going on the road full-time with WWE?
I mean, a lot of things change. It's hard to be away from home as much as we are. So a lot of guys you know, have families. I've got a family at home, animals, and it's tough. So I think that's the biggest change, is having to adjust and your family having to adjust to you being gone. But, you know, I'm one of the lucky ones. My wife and family, they support it and want me to be as successful as I can be and, you know, be in all those main events and hopefully headline at WrestleMania someday. So they support it, and that makes it easy. But it's nice, too, because you kind of create a family on the road with some of the guys because you're all going through the same things. And then you got a guy you travel with usually where you know, you're on the road, you find the gyms and the food. And I think when you have to make those sacrifices, you develop, you know, good relationships with people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's the guy that you're in the vehicle with the most at this point?
Tyler Breeze, believe it or not. He's kind of my road buddy. We run on the same schedule, so it works really well. We play video games, and it makes it very easy.
What's your go-to video game?
Right now we're playing Call of Duty, the Blackout.
Gotcha, yeah.
Version, and then the new Resident Evil as well.
So were you a wrestling fan growing up, or is this something that based on size kind of came to you?
No, believe it or not, Kansas City, my dad was a huge wrestling fan. Early race territory came through Kansas City. And so we got to see a lot of guys. But when I was young, I went to a couple of shows and saw like Big Boss Man and saw Kamala and saw these guys that were just larger than life, and they were big dudes that could move, and they were so athletic. So it's funny because I took all that, and you know, I was a fan of Bam Bam Bigelow. And my dad would always be like, all right, watch what they do and then take you up to football practice. So wrestling kind of got me good at football, at being a big guy. I wouldn't be able to move and just run people over. And, you know, it made me very successful. And I made it to the NFL, played a couple of years. And then when I was done with football, I was like, oh, man, what do I do? Well, I think it's time to go be a wrestler, you know, to go and wrestle.
Yeah.
And it kind of helped me go like full circle. So wrestling made me good at football, and football got me into wrestling. So it was kind of a fun path.
So when you go down there to Orlando and the Performance Center and then you make your debut on NXT, how different was that from what you had done with football and your Golden Gloves career? Because, I mean, when you go into sports entertainment, it's a different beast altogether. How was that transition?
I think the biggest transition for me was conveying the emotion. You know, when you're an athlete and you play football or boxing or whatever it is you're doing, you're always taught not to show emotions. You know, don't show your opponent you're tired, you're hurt, you're angry, you're frustrated. You know, don't show any of that. And then coming to WWE, now we want to convey that to millions of people around the world, right, through a television and a live audience with a microphone. That was the biggest adjustment for me, was really having to kind of tap into all of those things that I've been holding in for, you know, 25 years playing football and boxing and whatnot. So that was the biggest adjustment, you know, the physicality, the training, the ability to do the things we do in the ring physically was all very natural. I'm a very athletic person, but it was really kind of cracking open that vault of emotions to help convey exactly what we're going through in the ring emotionally or on the microphone. And it's not an easy thing to do. So that was the biggest adjustment for me.
WWE superstar Baron Corbin joins us on the phone this morning. He's live tonight at First National Bank Arena. Let's kind of rewind and go back to when you got the call. You're leaving NXT. You're about to be on the main roster on Monday Night Raw. Can you remember what those emotions were like and what those nerves were like?
Well, it was funny because, you know, I debuted at WrestleMania in Dallas, 101,000 plus people.
Oh, that's right.
Wow.
So I was told that night, the night before, by Triple H. He pulled me into an office after our NXT show, and he said, and he was texting the entire time.
Right.
He kind of only looked at me like once, because I think he was just messing with me. But he was just texting in, like, nonchalantly. He's like, hey, tomorrow you're in the Battle Royal on WrestleMania, and you're also being called up to Monday Night Raw. And he walked out like it was no big deal.
Right.
And it was kind of that absolute flood of emotions of, like, is he messing with me? I didn't quite know how to react. And then Canyon, the guy who kind of helped me transition into NXT, and, you know, he's doing the searching for future superstars and all that, he kind of was like, he was in shock too, because it was kind of his first major call up of guys he worked with, and we both kind of just stood there and stared at each other for a minute. it was a surreal moment. And then, you know, the next day, walking down that ramp in front of 101,000 people was insane. Like, it's a debut I'll never forget. I think I'm the only superstar to debut at a WrestleMania and win the the Andre the Memorial Giant Battle Royal, but just to debut at that magnitude is insane.
So we've seen Baron Corbin in recent weeks, out there with people like John Cena, Triple H, Vince McMahon, Kurt Angle. Does that feel different, like when you're out there performing with a Vince McMahon in the ring, where the guy who's kind of built the WWE? Or at this point, is it just what you do?
No, I mean, it's always another level when you're out there with a guy like Vince or Shane or Stephanie or Hunter or Cena, because, those are the faces of WWE. Those are, Vince is the guy, period. And so it adds some pressure, but it's a good pressure. It's like you want to prove to them, if you're in the ring with those guys and you're getting an opportunity to stand in the ring with those guys, like, you want to be on your A game. So it's like it's an added, like, motivation and an added pressure that I like. I like that kind of feeling because I like to show out. I like to be like, yeah, see, exactly, this is who I am. I can hang with you any day you ever want. And I think it brings me up to another level, you know, when people see you in the ring with superstars like John Cena or Randy Orton or Roman Reigns, they attribute you to that level. You know, it's kind of guilty by association. So if you're in there with those kind of guys, then people think you belong. And then if you tell it to yourself and you show out, you do belong. So it's an awesome feeling.
And as somebody who's watched that progress of you, you know, from the NXT to where you are right now, it's really wild to see how quickly you adapted, both physically, but even more so with the personality and the promos and all of that. I think that's real fun to watch, because it just seems like that's a thing that's completely natural to you.
Yeah, and it's slowly getting better. Like, I feel better every time I do those things. Like, we always get told, you know, like, if there's a fish in a bowl, he'll only get as big as his bowl. But they're giving me these opportunities to really, you know, be the guy. And I think that, you know, I go out there with the mentality that I am the guy and I want to, you know, strap the whole company on my back and run with it if I can. So I think it's one of those things where, you know, I'm growing to all the opportunities they're giving me, and it's really fun for myself to be out there and kind of feel those things when you don't have to go out and open the show with a promo that's 15 minutes long and you feel like you crush it. It's a pretty good feeling.
So Baron Corbin joins us live on the phone this morning. It's later on tonight, First National Bank Arena, Baron Corbin versus Braun Strowman. For people who don't have their tickets right now, what would you say to them to get them to the box office, to get them to show up tonight in Jonesboro?
Well, I just think it's important for people to come to these live events. If they've ever watched wrestling at all, or if they've never seen a WWE event, if you come out to these live events, you'll find that the energy in the building and from the superstars is infectious. And it's so funny because you'll watch grown men and women or grandmothers, and they're just going crazy and they lose it. And it's like, everybody turns into a 10-year-old kid that just loves every second of it. It lets you escape from your daily life. It lets you forget about whatever's going on, and you can just let loose and scream at people and let your frustrations out on, you know, guys like me, and cheer for Braun Strowman or cheer for Finn Balor. And like, you see those heroes in front of kids' eyes. And I think it's an amazing feeling. And I think everybody needs to experience it. And if you come to a live event and you've never been to one, I can guarantee you'll want to come to the next one and the one after that. It's addicting, and it's just amazing. And the more energy the people bring, the more the superstars, you know, push the limits and try to just make it as crazy as possible.
We appreciate you taking the time. I know it's a busy travel day, and we'll see you tonight at WWE Live, the Road to WrestleMania in Jonesboro. Thank you, Baron Corbin.
I appreciate it, brother. Thanks for having me hang out.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have WWE tickets to give away before 9 o'clock. Last chance tickets, more throughout the day today. We've already posted the answer to our WWE No and Go trivia question. That's up there. We have lower level seats, your chance to win before 9 o'clock. You can go to my Twitter right now. It's up. You'll figure out who the superstar is. The answer to the question, Brandon on KFIN.
Hey, do you remember having to go to parent-teacher conferences when you were younger? Like if your mom had to go and talk to your teachers?
Yeah, it was always awkward.
Because a lot of times...
I was a good kid.
Yeah, I was too, but my parents would make me sit out. You know, they would have chairs right outside of the classroom, and we would always go with my parents, but the teachers didn't want to sit there and talk about you in front of your parents in case there was some type of issue.
Right.
So you would awkwardly sit outside of the classroom in a chair and hope that everything was going well. Because I was a little bit of a talkie-talkersome and a little bit of a class clown.
No.
So most of the time I would have, like my grades would be okay, but I'd get in trouble for talking.
Because you were annoying the teacher.
I mean, I don't put it as annoying, but...
As a matter of fact...
Oh.
Your teacher from high school just passed me a note.
Oh, wow.
Kelly Perry was voted most likely to be annoying.
Well, that might be true.
No, but I remember how awkward it was because, you know, my mom would go and my brother and sister would have to sit there too, mm-hmm. right? Because we all had to go out as a family because, you know, it's just us with my mom. So yeah, I'd be nervous. And I did pretty good, especially in elementary school. I was pretty good and I was shy, but there's still like, what if they see some type of defect in me?
A defect. Yeah.
Like what if I'm defective
right.
in school?
Well, you could have been.
Or they tell my mom that I'm awkward or stuff like that.
Right.
Or maybe, you know, one day I broke my pencil and or whatever the story might've been.
And I haven't thought about it in a long time, but we had some kids from our after school program telling me, yeah, my parents are going to parent teacher conferences tonight. And they were nervous about it. And I was like, well, buddy, why are you nervous? And he's like, well, I don't think I'm going to get in trouble, but still, like, I'm not going to be in the room. I'm not going to be there.
Right.
And that whole thing made me think about, I remember my parents doing that.
Yeah.
And it was awkward.
Well, imagine this. Imagine we walk into the building and our general manager, Scott Seiler, says, hey, Brandon, I heard something on the show. Come in here. And you have to stand in the hall and listen or not listen and not know what we're talking about.
It's I don't like it.
Or worse yet, what if our general manager calls in your husband to talk about the show and you're not in the room?
That's weird.
Right. But that's the same basic deal.
Yeah.
Hey, you stay out there. We're going to talk about you for a little bit.
Right.
Don't be nervous.
We're going to talk about your strengths and your weaknesses. Sign me up.
Yeah, no.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So if it's 8:33 and I told you we had WWE tickets before 9 o'clock, that means there's only 27 minutes left before we give them away. It could be any time in the next 27 minutes. We've posted the answer to today's WWE No and Go trivia question on social media. It's up right now on Twitter, Brandon on KFIN, if you want to go and check that out. It's also very simple. I mean, it's a really simple question. We don't do hard questions. It's also up on my story on Instagram. So Brandon on KFIN on Instagram or on Twitter.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on The Bachelorette. I remember many years ago watching this for the first time when Kelly was on it.
That is not true.
That's how we found her, as a matter of fact. She was a local famous girl from The Bachelorette. Anyway, she was always looking for dudes. But here's the deal. Khloe Kardashian is rumored to be the next Bachelorette. So when you think about the story and the breakup and the cheating and all this stuff, imagine the eyeballs that would be on The Bachelorette if Khloe was there.
Man. Gotcha Gossip on the Kardashian-Jenner family. More gossip. We now have proof that Kylie Jenner's best friend, Jordan Woods, is not as loyal as they once thought she was. Of course, Khloe discovered that her boyfriend, Tristan Thompson, cheated on her yet again with Kylie's best friend, Jordan. But Kylie's cosmetics line has a lip kit inspired by Jordan. Well, typically, the lip kit is $27, but Kylie just slashed the price to half price for $13.50, and it already sold out. So it sold out for half the price. They're not going to make it anymore. So meanwhile, Khloe Kardashian posted some really interesting quotes on her Instagram story, including this one. Somebody needs to hear this. That betrayal was your blessing.
Oh, wow.
So don't wrong the Kardashians.
Yeah, I don't think that would be a good idea. Mm-mm. So Gotcha Gossip on the Michael Jackson movie coming to HBO. There's a lot of people who have seen the trailer for this. It's called Leaving Neverland. And the idea behind this is two of the kids who had stayed with Michael Jackson are now coming back to accuse him of doing improper things. Even though back in the day they testified that nothing had happened, they're a little bit older now and now are trying to tell their story. The interesting thing about this is that the Michael Jackson estate is now suing HBO for over $100 million. And it's not because necessarily just because they put the movie out, but there was a contract between Michael Jackson and HBO when he did a concert back there in the 90s, where basically they said you cannot publish, post, produce anything disparaging about Michael Jackson. And after his passing, that's what they're doing. So the Michael Jackson estate suing HBO for $100 million. And of course, every morning on KFIN, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I like to hit that button and see how fast the phone lines light up. It was pretty much instant. All right, we have WWE tickets. WWE Live, the road to WrestleMania at First National Bank Arena tonight. We talked to Baron Corbin already this morning. He's in the main event against Braun Strowman. Also on the card tonight, Finn Balor, Sasha Banks and Bayley, Alexa Bliss, Bobby Lashley, Elias. They're all going to be in Jonesboro tonight. We have more free tickets throughout the day. Last chance tickets. We have WWE No and Go Trivia. If you know the answer, you get the chance to go to the show. No and Go. Kelly Perry, what is today's WWE No and Go Trivia question?
This WWE superstar is a legit boss, and she is also a legit cousin of Snoop Dogg. Who is she?
870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios. We'll take caller number 7. 870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, we have WWE tickets to give away. That event is tonight, First National Bank Arena. Our interview with Baron Corbin is already up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com. At this point, more tickets. We'll have more throughout the day today. Let's go to the phones for WWE No and Go Trivia. Caller number 7. I would imagine we're about to make somebody really, really happy. Hey, good morning, KFine. Who's this?
Samantha.
Samantha, where are you from?
Brooklyn.
What are you doing this morning?
I'm going to work.
Where do you work?
FedEx Ground.
All right, cool. We have some good news. First of all, you are caller number 7. And now you have the chance to win WWE tickets. We have lower level seats for you to win right now if you can answer our WWE No and Go Trivia question.
This WWE superstar is a legit boss, and she is also a legit cousin of Snoop Dogg. Who is she?
Sasha Banks.
Hey! Right. Congratulations! You have just now won tickets to go see WWE Live tonight. Woo! Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Hang on the phone. We'll get your information, get you hooked up with the tickets. Again, it is a big night tonight at First National Bank Arena. Sasha Banks is going to be there with Bayley, the Boss and Hug Connection. Like, they're the WWE Tag Team Champions. It's the first time ever for the women's division. And they'll be here tonight. Braun Strowman, Baron Corbin, Finn Balor, Elias, Bobby Lashley. You can still be there. Information on the show and tickets available right now at kfine.com, KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Chip and Joanna Gaines are taking over the world. I'm just going to tell you that.
Seems like it.
So, like, that show comes on. It's called Fixer Upper, mm-hmm. right? And sometimes I begrudgingly will turn that over there for my wife because, like, we've watched what I want to watch forever. Mm-hmm. I get hooked into that show.
It's good.
I don't know why I like them so much as people.
They have such a cool chemistry together.
But it's good. Now, they're talking about how they've taken over Waco, Texas, right? They have like the little shopping mall area, and they sell some of the stuff from the show in their mall area. But they're also about to open a coffee shop in Waco, Texas.
So are you going to go?
I think that would be cool.
That would be cool.
Like to go to their little mall that they put together. Mm-hmm. Because if you love home decor and the way they redo the shows, they sell a lot of that stuff.
Right.
That you can then take home and redo your own home.
Go have a cup of coffee with Chip and Joanna.
Not a bad gig, right?
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brooks and Dunn have a new duet album coming out called Reboot, and it's going to be out April 5th. And John Pardee is one of the artists that they're going to collaborate with. And they do a version of My Next Broken Heart, and this is what it sounds like. It's up on the BBITM blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
Also, speaking of performances on television, which you didn't do, but I just segued like that.
Right.
There was a big performance from Florida Georgia Line on. Hang on. Just behind the scenes. I got to do something real quick.
Oh, Brandon. Right. That doesn't look anything like me.
This is a little bit awkward, but I just found a picture of Kelly from the prom fashion show. Oh, okay. Florida Georgia Line was on Ellen on the show. We found out the gender of Tyler Hubbard and Haley Hubbard's next baby. It will be a baby boy, so congratulations to them. While they were backstage, they said their one-year-old daughter, Olivia, started walking backstage at Ellen as well, so it was a pretty big day for them. They also performed their latest song, which is called Talk You Out of It.
Damn, I can't believe. I talked you into slipping down the hall, baby, turn it on. Your playlist you play when you're in the shower. Talked you into taking up our time, making up your mind. Switching back and forth.
You can check out that performance on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
We just got a new single from Dierks Bentley. It's called Living, and here's what it sounds like.
Some days you're just breathing. Just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest. Sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget.
To hear the full song, head to the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Don't forget, WWE's Road to WrestleMania runs through Jonesboro tonight, First National Bank Arena. We had the chance to speak with Baron Corbin this morning, hours before he steps in the ring against Braun Strowman tonight at First National Bank Arena. You can check out that full interview on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, also on our website in the BBITM blog section at kfine.com. That's kfin.com.
And tomorrow we have the March of Dimes prom fashion show, and we're going to be raising money for the March of Dimes, and we're going to be hosting.
Yeah, it's myself, it's Kelly, it's David the Barrel Boy, all dressed up. It's a fun show. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Brooklyn Auditorium. All the money goes to the March of Dimes, so that's going to be awesome. On television this weekend, I guess, what do we mainly have? The Oscars?
Basically, yeah, you need to know one thing. The Oscars is coming on. It's the 91st Annual Academy Awards, and remember, they don't have a host, so I'll be interested to see what they're going to do with that.
Hope you guys have a great day and a great weekend, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.